So remember, first key about centering your plate is...
get it in the center.
It seems simple.
Kind of. John Von Bichai is a ceramic program manager at the Honolulu Museum School. We've caught him in a wheel-throwing demonstration.
As far as opening the well...
Von Bichai slammed a maybe 5-pound ball of clay onto the wheel, patted it to general center, drizzled some water over his hands, and put his elbows on his knees, a whirling, glistening ball of clay revolving beneath his hands.
You know what amazes me, John, is how many things can go wrong at every stage with ceramics. Mm.
Ceramics, unfortunately, is kind of one of those really unforgiving mediums, especially in art.
It's the type of clay, the condition, the moisture content, then what you do to it can leave undetected strains that cause cracks later. After pieces dry, they're loaded into a kiln for bisque firing to over 1,800 degrees. The sturdy bisque ware is then glazed, which is a science in itself, and it's all fired again till the glaze matures and the clay turns to stone.
If you were to just sit there and break it down, I mean, you're talking about years upon years of just mastering each step. And even then, I mean, there's factors that you can't control. You can't control the weather, which sometimes affects how the kilns fire. Say if you got a drop in gas pressure in your gas kiln, you know, depending even on how it's stacked and loaded, changes everything up. People are always hoping it's just magic. It is, but there's a lot of trial and error that goes into it. So I think people just don't get to see all this struggle that everybody's been working with.
People automatically equate the word ceramics directly with the word pottery, and they then think, oh, you make dishes.
Erin Uwasa recently started teaching ceramics at UH Manoa.
But that's not the only thing that ceramics can be, and it's not the only thread of meaning that comes along with the material.
Uwasa reflects on the significance of ceramics as key remnants of human history and the potential of the medium, which has such roots here.
Right now we're kind of in a sort of atmosphere of transition because we have two relatively new permanent faculty.
Brad Taylor is chairing ceramics at UH Manoa now, and Sean Spangler is new to the faculty. Both are into glaze chemistry. A new kiln's been built, and new equipment will allow artists to scale up in size.
It's sort of an atmosphere of opportunity that, you know, a lot of people are kind of feeling.
10 active ceramists, all with links to UH Manoa, are exhibiting now at Mark's Garage. Some are students. Many of them teach, like one of Hawaii's most visible and prolific ceramists, Davin He. He's represented here by colored lozenges with gnarly textures. There are bowls, vases, tea sets, cookie jars. Just don't expect the everyday from this group.
And everybody's approach is a little bit different, too. So it's really interesting to just see it all come together, especially since we're all at different points in our lives, too.
The opening at Mark's for First Friday this week will feature live wheel throwing and sake at the bar. You can purchase a cup and forge a relationship with an artist through that work. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.